Boys, we've done it. As of 4 days ago.
4 days ago.
I was walking down the street, going to a bar, meeting you guys up at a bar, and I run into a stranger, and the stranger looks at me and says, "Hey, aren't you that guy from the Vagabond Views?" And I say, "Listen, stranger, yes, indeed I am.
I am one of them.
I am one of the three." And he said, "I've seen your poster, and I've listened to your podcast."
Incredible.
So, you know, it's always been a dream to be recognized on the street for.
Did you cry a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I shed a tear. I
got a little
ego.
Miniature.
Let's roll the intro music. Yeah, so we are known worldwide now. The Vagabond Views has taken the next step into stardom. You guys can all probably create an LLC and change your social media handles to incorporate this big venture.
I was going to suggest a 501 whatever.
A what?
I was going to say 501 CP3, but I can't figure out if that's the correct term or if I just have CP3 in my head. Because of the NBA Finals. But the point is, we don't want one of those because that's for a nonprofit, and we want to profit,
we
want to make personally profit.
Yeah, like, and financially,
not just organizationally. We want to each make a lot of money
exclusively.
That's all we're here for, the money.
The guy,
correct?
The guy. So he's actually, turns out, he lives in the garage with me. He's like lives a couple doors down, and get this.
Is it Jeremy?
No. Get this. He's a comedian.
Huge. Okay.
Self-described.
Well,
anytime somebody says they're a comedian and I haven't heard of them, I just assume that it's not real.
Sure. He has performed in places such as the Loony Bin.
That was my assumption. So, I assume that's where that was going.
He told me we could find him on YouTube, and I haven't looked at it yet, but if push comes to shove, I think we should invite him on as the first ever comedian on the Vagabond Views.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
My question is, has he ever performed at Barleycorn's open mic comedy nights? Because that's my bar.
I think that's the same.
If you've done that, you're a real comedian.
You can come in. Dude, every time I walk by Barleycorn's, they have the biggest spectrum of things that can happen in a bar. One night you walk by, it's death. Core metal. The next day you walk by, it's like a farmer's market, or there's like a paint by number kind of thing going on. Like anything, it's an event space.
Salsa night.
They have
famously
art.
Happens there.
They have, like, I saw one time there was like a wine tasting event going on there.
Wow,
so soft. Also, the grungiest bands play there as well.
They're in Kirby's
Oof. Beer store. Not really a beer store, it turns out. More of a grungy bar.
The diviest of bars.
Hey, back to our roots.
That's right.
Fellas, it's been...
Full circle.
It's been a good 6 months?
Five.
Five months since our last episode.
Correct. And, almost, you know, to the day. Well, it was released on February 22, and today is July 21. So yeah, probably a little over five months.
Probably going to come out tomorrow, so
we'll see.
Certainly.
Hey, give me some credit.
That's what our editor always says. I imagine...
And you're now working full-time, so I don't know if we can expect...
That's a bit of a stretch.
We're not even asking for that, Gabe.
I went to sleep last night at 10:45, 11 o'clock. I woke up at 3 a.m. this morning. And so, you never know.
The normal start to that sentence. Oh, yeah. I was expecting a more normal ending. Like, woke up at 6:45.
Went to bed at a reasonable hour. Woke up at an
on my adult shit.
You know, when you get to a certain age, there's only a certain amount of time you can sleep. So
that's correct. I'm at that age. I can't sleep in.
So you max out at what, 7 hours?
I
don't think it's a time. It's
four and a half
hours.
It's a time in the morning.
It's a time in the morning.
That one too.
And it's not. Of course, it's not concrete. Either it's unpredictable, but it's almost always before my alarm.
Okay, set your
alarm. That's a very older thing to do.
Is wake up right before your
right
alarm.
Right before your alarm.
Sometimes not right before. Sometimes an hour or two before.
Just never.
That's
passed.
Even worse.
Yeah, rarely passed.
Let's talk about your career, Gabe. What I think a lot of our listeners would like to know what you do, because maybe since the last time this podcast has come out, you have a new job.
Yeah. When did you? Had you?
Well, I started in December, so
you just didn't tell us for months.
And honestly, I still don't know what
it
you
was.
Do.
It was supposed to be just a thing for the end of the year, and then it
turned into a more permanent thing.
Yeah, it was just for a couple projects, and then it happened that
earlier
they actually needed someone there to do a lot of things.
Earlier today, you told us that your day consisted of fixing a copy machine?
A shredder. A 15-year-old paper shredder.
So,
The company who manufactured those doesn't provide any solutions or any...
So you were by yourself?
Yep, I was by myself.
I can understand there not being a tech support company for a 15-year-old shredding.
Well, the company still exists. They just don't support that one
that
anymore.
They don't even production model.
Yeah, they don't even provide manuals or anything.
So you're more of a... You
keep
more
one of those
a,
on hand just in case.
You're more of a general handyman for this company?
Well, I do everything from fixing shredders to doing the daily numbers for all the oil fields.
Do you have a job description by chance, or maybe even a title? Do you have a title?
I am an intern. That's my title.
Nice. That's a good way to make you do whatever they need you to
do. Yep.
Correct.
When I started, during my first week, one of the things that I had to do was to replace the whole HDMI cable in our conference room. And that's like a, 10-foot cable, 15-foot cable,
so
going
like,
through the wall up to the ceiling and connecting. And so I had to do that. That was a fun project.
Do they treat you well there? Do you like what you do?
Oh, yeah, I do. They give me lunch. They feed me every day. There's
sounds
a gym
like the,
in the building.
Sounds like the bare minimum.
Well, and I was usually
they
the people...
They provide lunch?
They provide lunch.
Oh, wow.
They pay for my lunch.
Okay. Yeah,
a lot of times we go out and we go to fancy restaurants. And
do they provide alcohol?
Sometimes, usually on Fridays.
On Fridays?
Yeah.
Fun Fridays, they call them? I would like
Or usually when the boss is not around, the boss had a little problem with substance abuse.
So you can't
so,
with him.
I mean,
it's a respect
they do,
thing.
But yeah, they do out of respect. They avoid.
That's good to hear.
That's very nice.
And so, but yeah, it's good. Can't complain.
Glad to hear you're back in the workforce. Do you still drive for Postmates ever?
No.
We've retired.
I retired from that. Retired gas prices went way too up to do that.
And they didn't compensate in the pay?
No, it didn't.
Food delivery. We've talked about it before, but I think the industry as a whole is just kind of janked.
It is, especially with the apps that they do provide a service of gathering all the restaurants and everything in one platform that you can order. But the way that they pay to the restaurants that you order from and to the drivers, it's terrible. So
yeah, and you got a 9 to 5 now. So
well, he's got a 9 to 2.
A 10 to 2:30.
A 10 to 2:30.
Yeah.
And then half day Fridays, which consists now of summer Fridays, where
summer
I start drinking
Fridays
at 1:30.
2 hours before you quit.
You would do that nice. Anyways, though, huh?
Well, when I was working, I wouldn't do that.
Sure.
10 to 2:30 is the new 9 to 5.
Jared,
for
how
sure
was
you, for Gabe.
How was your week, Jared?
A solid week. I went to Pennsylvania. To,
home of the Mennonites.
Home of the Mennonites and the Amish and like-minded others.
Pacifists.
And the Trump loyalists.
Whoa.
There's a surprising amount of those in
those are
in
one
certain
of the same?
Certain pockets of Lancaster County. I don't know that there if how much overlap there is between that and the former the Mennonites.
Jared, if you had to guess for the viewers, what percentage of the Amish community voted for Donald Trump?
I don't know, but I know it was...
but if you had to guess.
It was more than zero, because there was some kind of super PAC that like was put together specifically to target Amish.
What?
And to rally them.
Sure. Second question for you, Jared. You're an Amish specialist. What percent... of, well, no, not what percent. How many Amish people are in the United States?
Oh, goodness. I have no idea. I would guess.
Sure.
It would be in the tens of thousands?
How many people are in the United States?
97,000. No, I'm going to guess over 100,000. I'm going to guess like 200,000. I don't know. There's going to be a way to find out. Huge Gabe, families, that's on their side.
What?
Are you on it?
Can you Google how many Amish live in the United States?
Our intern, Gabriel, calling.
I'm the producer.
Well,
kind of is.
Excuse me, sir.
I just can't imagine it's worthwhile to create a super PAC to target Amish.
That's people. Part of the issue is that, like,
nobody does.
Amish historically have been, like, uninvolved in government in any way,
doesn't
basically.
Doesn't really affect them, I would imagine.
I mean, yeah, not a lot. I mean, it's kind of part of their doctrine is that, you know, the government is a worldly thing. You don't concern yourself with that. Yeah. So, they definitely got some people pretty hyped up about Trump. There were photos in the news of Amish people at Trump rallies and that sort of thing. So
that's the last.
I don't know. I would guess he got a few thousand votes or a few hundred at least from the Amish. But
how many do you think Joe Biden got?
I would guess almost none.
Well,
you think Trump is?
I think with Amish specifically. No, not Mennonites.
Sure.
When you branch into Mennonites, that's a broad net, and I'm guessing there are a lot of Mennonite voters for both Biden and Trump.
Gabe's got the numbers for us.
Just in Pennsylvania, it's over 80,000 Amish people.
Wow.
Okay.
Is there any way that you can tell us who they voted for?
There's a lot in Ohio.
Well,
I don't know if that's... Is that information that we have access to?
I can't imagine
exit polls would include...
Don't you have to...
Data about Amish.
Check your...
And then as of...
Really ask that question. They
I don't know if you... I don't know if you...
The census?
Yeah, I don't know.
Should we do some cross-referencing? Nah, too much work.
Too much work. Well, as of the end of 2020, it was more than 270,000 Amish people in the United States.
That's pretty close.
Say that number again?
270.
270,000?
I said 200,000. That was pretty close.
That's pretty crazy.
And 81,000 just in Pennsylvania, so...
Yeah. So,
how many people are in the United
over
States?
A third of the Amish are in Pennsylvania, is what you're saying.
Are there a billion
people?
Seemed
like it when I was there.
Are there a billion people in the United States?
382 million people.
Okay. So, like...
328 million, sorry.
A tenth of a percent? Did I make that number up?
Sounds close, but I kind of lost track of the zeros at some point.
Yeah, I imagine that's a big enough group to, like, make you care. I just can't imagine a single Amish person, like, rationalizing a Trump vote, but, you know, who am I? But a mere born Mennonite.
I decided I could not live, and I already kind of knew this, but I don't think I could really live in Lancaster County. Mm. At least not, I could live in Lancaster City. Turns out the city is actually pretty cool. But, like, you get out into the smaller towns surrounding it. It's just
boonies,
touristy, and just buggies everywhere, horse shit everywhere because of buggies. And
how much horsepower are those buggies running on?
I think about one. Almost exactly one, I would say.
One to two depends
on the setup they got. But, but yeah, I don't think I could handle living there unless it was in the city, because the city's actually pretty cool.
But you could live in Hutch then, huh?
I don't want to live in Hutch.
He's been running away from Hutch.
I have no desire to move back to Hutchinson, if that's what you're asking.
Sure, it was. That's reassuring.
But we're back in the motherland now, so...
Where we belong.
Where we belong. How was your week, Isaac?
Thank you for asking.
Let's go around the horn. Check in on everybody.
It's
been a long time.
It's been 7 months. How are your last 7 months?
We haven't really talked in the past 7 months.
That's not true. We just haven't had the cameras and the mics rolling.
Sure. That we haven't been followed around by the paparazzi like this podcast follows.
It's been a welcome break, honestly.
Yeah, anytime we can get out of the public eye is a good day. You know, it's been a good week. We had a pool party with all of our friends.
Most of our friends.
Without Jared, finally got a chance to hang out without him. We did a lot without Jared.
I missed an eventful week and a half.
What's the last week that you were... What did we do the day before you left? The crawl.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We had our third annual...
The third annual Summer Suckdown Bar Crawl.
Which I feel like was huge. I mean, that was...
It was a good event to...
It was a good event to go out on.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
We had...
Had a lot of people asking about that.
Summer Suckdown? Yeah, we got to talk about the Suckdown. So, you know, it was your standard 7-bar crawl. Right? Started at the Vagabond.
Well, we had 6, but we had the optional 7th.
Optional 7th.
XY.
Started at the Vagabond Views, where everything starts, you know? I got a mystery beer. This was actually a glow stick themed crawl. So in theory, every bar that you went to, you got a different colored glow stick. And thus far, at the end of the crawl, the originators,
the pioneers,
the genesis of the crawl would have all. You could tell how drunk you were by how many glow sticks you had on. So we started the Vagabond with what, 10 people? Were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
I got there before you got there.
I beat the organizers.
Yeah, well, we had to walk over with all of our gear.
Yeah, it's fair.
All your gear.
Got a few mystery beers.
Yeah, I'd say we had about 10.
Yeah, it was a good start. It was. There were more people there than I thought were going
to
be.
You want a good core. And I'd say for like 7 o'clock, it was a pretty solid showing.
We had to start early. We had us three. We had my friend from high school, Megan Murray, little Indian girl on... Sorry, that wasn't like a profile thing. That's her Instagram handle.
Literally just plugging her socials for her.
On Instagram.
I was like, that's a kind of a rough intro until address. Yes.
I'm
literally.
Your height, your race.
As described by herself.
Yeah, her Instagram handle. Abby and Tony and their friend...
Eli,
yes.
And Gabrielle and Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
And
Zev
Allen.
What's the other? Yeah, the other med student.
Josh.
Oh, Josh.
He looked like a Josh if he wasn't.
And then Drake showed up right when we were finishing.
That's right. And those four other people.
Well, they
got glow sticks. They were there.
That's
they came to the next three. So
they joined us after.
Picked up.
Four from the get-go. Four strangers.
At the first stop, which is pretty impressive. Usually that doesn't happen until about stop four.
What are their names? I knew one was like Hawk or like Falcon. No.
No.
Something. What are those?
Raptor?
No. Something like mythology. Griffin. It was Griffin.
Griffin. That's right. Griffin. I don't remember his brother name.
Griffin's not a real animal, right? That's a Hedwig.
Like a dragon of some kind or something.
I don't know. It's like mythological.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I don't remember his brother or his sister name and her girlfriend.
Here's a fun little nugget of information. I swear to you that Griffin came up to me and introduced himself. He's like, "Hey, this is me. This is me. My name is Griffin."
You.
He said, "My name is Griffin, and this is my brother, and these are our girlfriends." That is how I was introduced to Griffin.
You're probably drunk at that time.
The first bar gig.
I don't know.
He came up to me and was like, "This is my brother, and these are our girlfriends." And I was like, "Cool." Then as the night went on, next stop, we go to
Monarch.
And I noticed that the girlfriends
are... We have a 5v5 pool game.
I noticed that the two girlfriends are like somewhat being neglected by the brothers. And
you're a little concerned.
Beyond that, getting a little touchy-feely, a little cuddling,
a little physical.
And go on to find out that they are long-term in a relationship, and that these guys just like were with them, were friends maybe. Anyways,
that's how I missed that introduction.
Griffin
clearly.
Somehow, I don't know what his angle was. Yeah, and the other thing was that Griffin was, or the other guy, one of them, was all over my friend Sydney. Like both of them were all over my friend Sydney the entire night. Which, not saying like, yeah, I get it. But like, I was like, in front of your girlfriend. So anyways, I don't know what that lie gave him or why.
It's an odd claim to make.
Yeah, just didn't seem to do anything for anyone.
Well, and I heard from a different source that one of the two brothers had been freshly dumped.
That's, I heard that too.
And that was part of the reason why they were out.
I heard that later.
Like,
heard that
let's get your mind off of this this heartbreak.
So the whole time, no one knew who these guys. The story kept changing, and they were talkative. They were fun.
Nice fellas.
Good guys.
I saw him
maybe listening right now. If you're listening,
they have to be listening.
I hope life is going well for both.
And your brother.
You can come on a podcast next
time. If the introduction was all a big misunderstanding, we apologize.
It's Isaac's fault.
Just try to be
more
clear
next time. I know it's Isaac's fault.
Me and Gabby saw the girlfriend who turns out is a med student.
Yep. There you go.
We saw her at the Monarch at a baseball game.
I saw...
Before a baseball game.
You're right.
I saw Griffin at...
Like, they don't play baseball.
Two weekends in a row at Peerless.
You saw the brother? The Griffin?
Griffin.
At Peerless. Good place to see people.
Yeah.
Anyways, as I digress. As went to Monarch. Monarch. Pool. Got pool. Some food. Then the real crawl started. Started crawling from Monarch all the way over to Norton's, where we had
that's right.
a quick, large number as well.
Just a little thing. Sure. I told them to wait for 6 minutes, that the Q, which is a free bus that rides downtown Wichita, would drive us podcast, from
you know what the Q is.
From Monarch all the way to Norton's, and they were like, nah, we'll just walk.
It's not the bar ride the bus. It's the bar crawl.
I have no problem with using the Q, though, if it's there.
It wasn't, though.
That's the problem.
Instead of walking, we just waited another 6 minutes.
That was a inside great the Monarch.
Everyone sobered up.
A two beers down walk is the best kind of walk.
Everyone sobered up, and it was hot. It was a hot, humid day.
I had a good walk.
Well, I had a good walk, too.
I don't think sobering up was ever my problem during this
bar. Yeah, because you were trying to sober up. You didn't want to drink on the fourth bar.
I would have been happy.
I did, though.
I would have been happy with the walk. Yeah, because I bought you a shot. But I had just gotten some new shoes. My previous ones were falling apart. And for some reason, they're poorly designed, and they really rub against, like...
Got some rubbers.
This part of your foot. Sorry for our audio listeners. You video people on a premium subscription. You understand what I'm talking about. But yeah, right here. So that was kind of irritating me. But other than that, I didn't mind the extra walk. That's
a classic walk. Norton's, we had a good crowd. Chilled on the hill.
Yeah, a little chill on the hill situation.
The hill is ours.
That's where I broke the seal after the third bar, which was unfortunate for the rest of the night. Next, we went to River City Brewing Company, which I'm going to cut that one.
I was going to say that one is not the appropriate vibe for a crawl.
For the fourth one, especially after three beers, if anyone's like
it's drinking, too restaurant-y.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, like last time we had the crawl there, upstairs was kind of fun.
There
was no one up there when we went.
It was empty and sad up there. It did not feel right. We kind of got out of there as quickly as we could.
Yeah, I think in the future I'll cut River City and I'll cut the Monarch. Just because if we had any more people, the Monarch would have been a clusterfuck.
Yeah. It was already a clusterfuck.
Because we had nowhere to sit. I don't mind Monarch too much for an early stop, but you certainly, if you're going to have it, you wouldn't want it any later.
Yeah, or with any more
especially during dinner rush where all the tables and every single seating available.
We were so fortunate the pool table was open, or else we would be stranded in the city. Shout out! Yeah,
there was a nice moment at River City where Aaron and Lexi and Jane, I think, all joined us. So that was nice to have some of the homies.
A good boost.
That's good. Yeah, because we lost the brothers and the sister and the girlfriend and Norton. So
whatever relationship they had to each other, whatever they were, we lost them. Fourth. After Gabe bought me that shot, I decided I was drunk, and maybe it was because I was drinking craft beers the whole time, but like, I don't know. I can drink four drinks, like no problem, but something about, I mean, they're big beers. I don't know. I was pretty wrecked after the fourth one. Maybe it was just in a short amount of time. I don't know.
I never really got drunk at the crawl, which was kind of by design. I was trying to control things, so I wouldn't have a miserable day traveling.
Yeah, I only got drunk at that Brickyard at our stop number 6.
Sure.
After my first Long Island there.
We can't skip stop number 4 though. We went to everyone's favorite bar, Peerless, for Free Music Friday.
I totally forgot about Peerless.
Yeah, it was a short stop.
I didn't buy it. I didn't get anything there.
The vibes weren't amazing. The band, who was playing? It was some weird...
It was electronic? No. No, it wasn't electronic music. It was just a random rock band.
The mandolin guy was there, though, wasn't he? From Pretend Friend?
That's from last Saturday, not...
Okay, that's from last Friday, you mean?
Last Friday, yes.
I'm getting my Fridays mixed up, excuse me. Yeah, some weird band was there. We stayed there a very short amount of time and then left. Peerless is a good place to be like every once in a while, but if you start going every Friday,
hype.
We definitely thought it was the move for a solid month or two there.
Yeah, I had that same thing with Vorshays when we went to Vorshays
I never went through the Vorshays stage,
and I got burnt out quick.
And then there once.
And then we finally scrambled over to the hard destination Brickyard to watch our homie Jeremy Spring play with a band in Kansas. And I do not remember much from that bar. So if anyone, do we have any good moments?
I mean, it was just fun. It was just a good sing-along. Fun.
Yeah.
I had 3 Long Islands.
Of course you did.
Three.
David, his Long Islands.
Honestly, I think I'm about to jump on the Long Island train. The other night we were at industry and had a few Long Islands, and they were nice. What's in a Long Island?
Everything. Every kind of liquor.
It's tequila, vodka, triple sec, rum.
Like I There's said. Rum, rum, tequila, vodka.
Triple sec. And then it's supposed to have something else to give the color. Because the little background story behind it is because during Prohibition, would mix all those alcohols, and the color and the texture would look like iced tea. But it was pure alcohol.
So you can disguise it. So that
was, yeah, that was how people would get drunk there.
That's kind of a fun little story.
But then, in order to make it cheaper, the bars decided to do a little splash of lime soda and a little splash of cola soda.
I didn't realize that was so hard. It didn't taste.
Well, it's a little more diluted with a ton of ice and Sprite and Coke, but
Sprite and Coke?
Yeah.
Easy to mess up.
Is it?
Yep. We only have one bartender at Brickyard that knows how to do it.
I had a horrible one.
I feel like that
I took a few sips and threw it away because it was so disgusting.
The mess up would be too strong, right?
I think just the wrong mixture.
Yeah.
Like not the correct dosages of the...
Because it's just half an ounce of everything.
They just get a little sloppy and they just start pouring things in without any regard for ratios. And then
Sprite or too much Coke. No regard. Don't know the ratio. It's all about the ratio.
Yeah. Gabe, you said you're having people reach out to us asking about...
We did.
...the next crawl?
Yeah, we went to XY after Brick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
For a little bit, and I don't really remember anything there. But then at the after party, I was still...
No. Did we all go to XY?
Okay. I think just Isaac, myself, and Gabs. At the after party, I was still wearing the glow sticks.
Went to an after party.
Yeah.
What a night for
Gabe. I was still wearing the...
Friday night for
Gabe. That used to be. Oh. I'm an old person now.
That was a
2 weeks has been. Two weeks has been.
Yeah, I was gonna say a month ago.
So what happened at the after party?
People were asking what about the glow sticks?
No, specifically. Oh, the glow sticks that you had on.
Yeah, and then they were asking about, and I was like, oh, I had a crawl. I'm like, oh my god, when are you gonna have a next one? Are you gonna guys? So we had people asking that.
Do you have any like specific contacts for these people, or are the only time that you see them at this like late night after party mansion thing that you go to?
Sometimes XY, but usually like...
Do you know any of their names?
A few, because I saw... I kept seeing them.
Do you have any way to contact them?
Not really.
So, those are all just not helpful connections.
I would throw to the friends in common, and then they would spread the word around. Mm.
But those parties don't happen anymore, correct?
They don't happen anymore.
So, well, how are we gonna invite these people on the next crawl?
I'll find a way. Don't worry.
Maybe we ought to have another crawl here coming up.
Hopefully. Stay tuned.
People like the crawl.
People love the crawl.
I had like...
That's what I've been hearing.
Probably at least 10 people that were bummed that they weren't in town. Or like they were busy. Maddie Swinicki and Co. were all bummed because it was her bachelorette
weekend. Oh, that's right.
And
Swin always likes a good crawl.
Yeah. There was also another group of people that...
We had a lot of people. Jota said the same thing. He was like,
"Jota, yeah,
I'm so sad that I can't join you guys."
He said next time. Marcos and Gabe were in town the next day.
The next day, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
Man,
that would have been huge.
Have been huge.
There's another. Yeah, someone
bring
else.
Some of that Miami flavor.
I don't know if we want that.
Probably don't.
Keep your Miami at your.
But it would have been there whether we liked it or not. Yeah.
We got to introduce Jared to speakeasies.
Ooh,
we'd have a heyday.
Do we have any real speakeasies in Wichita? Like the passwords or secret knocks or like ones that are not open to just anybody?
I would argue that tiki bar is pretty close.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't been there. I didn't go when you guys went.
Jared, wait.
I went.
Yeah.
Did you not? Were you not there?
I wasn't there.
I don't know. There's no sign for it. Does it even have a website? I don't know.
Pretty sure they have a Facebook page.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a little hard to get into because it's reservation only, which is kind of a pain. But other than that, I don't think it's too exclusive.
Well, maybe we do, and I just don't know about it because we're not on the inn.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't go out that much.
I feel like Dockham is trying to be a speakeasy without actually being exclusive.
I mean, they also have like a Facebook page and a website.
Yeah. I think they're just trying to create a speakeasy vibe.
And it's pretty sick.
I get.
The two times I've been there, we agreed that it was like the perfect place to like cheat on your wife. Like that's what we felt like what was going on down there. Because like every single time, like twice, we went down there and there's like, I literally saw an old dude with a wedding ring at the bar, like and tucked away in the corner, and a young girl with no ring on, just like all over each other. And like,
gross.
Just like, creepy stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they're all old rich people that are staying at the Ambassador, I feel like.
Mort's probably not the place to do that, but...
Do you have any reason to say that, Jared?
I don't know. I've heard it can happen.
Oh, he wasn't there when...
I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Should I tell the story real quick?
Hey, you might as well. It's a good story.
It is a good story.
It's a bad story.
Yeah.
Since the fact that it occurred, but...
So me and some of my friends were at Mort's. Some of my friends from my high school, Hessen High, represent.
Go Swathers.
And we were sitting at a table, and one of my friends sees a coworker's husband of hers. She works at the hospital at the psych unit, St. Joe. She works at St. Joe, and she sees a coworker of hers husband that she knows because they are good friends and they have been married for a while, sitting at a table with another girl, and we're like, not his wife. And she is like good friends with the wife, and so we like fake take a video, you know, when there's someone in the background and you like take a picture of them, but really you're zoomed in on the person behind them,
kind of panning around.
Yeah, so we do one of those and then decide as a group to send it to the wife. Or initially we say, hey wife, like what are you up to? And she's like, oh, not much, I'm out on the town with my girlfriends at like a bachelorette party or something downtown. And so he said, hey, I thought I saw blank, your husband, here. And she's like, what's up? He's at home watching the kids. Oh, the kids, keyword.
Ooh.
Kid is one kid is less than a year. The other kid is 3 years old.
Oh, I thought there was only one. There's two kids.
I believe.
Yikes.
And so she sends the video and we get the text from the wife, on my way, comma, I'm going to make a scene. And keep in mind, we are literally sitting like the next table to these people. So I don't know if the husband knows my friend or not or would recognize her, but like when this girl walks in and like confronts her cheating husband, we're gonna like be sitting right next to them. And like, you know, I was so uncomfortable. My anxiety was spiking. I was like, I can't be here when this happens. So we go out into the thing, and
I would have wanted to be there though.
Like, we wanted to watch it, but we didn't want to be like,
yeah,
right next, because then the husband is going to be like, oh, you are who busted me.
I feel like you like cannot be angry about that though. Yeah. Like when you're so clearly in the wrong,
I was like, it's being like,
how can you be mad at the person who like,
I know,
told on you? Like,
but anyways, the wife was like downtown as well with her girlfriends because the husband was supposed to be at home watching his one-year-old kid, left his one-year-old kid at home for a hinge date at Mort.
So many
at Wichita, Kansas, at one of like 10 bars that are open.
Oof.
So many things wrong with that whole scenario. Like,
and left the kids at home.
Morally, ethically, strategically,
like everything, logistically,
everything is bad about it.
Like, obviously you're gonna run into someone. This sounds like I'm like teaching you how to cheat correctly. To be clear, that's
he is
disgusting. But like, if you're, I can't even say it like that. If you're going to cheat, you're going to a bar in a small ass city. Someone's going to know who you are.
On a night when you also happen to know that your wife is going to be downtown. And like the Wichita downtown bar area is like a very small, it's like several blocks basically.
Yeah.
Like everything is within 5 minutes walking.
Yeah. We covered the whole thing during our crawl.
Yeah.
There's a very good chance.
If we didn't decide to start in Delano, we could have, like,
yeah, hit every single one.
Like, in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, there's less time than we did.
There's also a good chance that your wife is not going to stay at the same bar. Like, your wife could have just walked in and saw you. Anyways, she comes in, and she, like, comes in with her purse and walks up to their table, slings the purse down on the table, and then just looks at them a little bit, and then takes the date's drink and starts drinking it while, like, talking. She's like, like... And then eventually the date, like, just, like, finds a way to leave. But there's, like, a two-minute, like, confrontation. They're, like, causing a scene.
It's like a movie.
And they walk out together. And I should check with the friend, but I'm pretty sure they're still together.
They worked through it.
So
he's, yeah. And the date very good chance. Like, she obviously
didn't know.
Yeah. Like, she was probably in a tough situation. Like,
I'd imagine that the husband didn't say, "I have a wife."
Yeah. But. It's usually like a kind of a, not the type of thing you advertise if you're in that right. sort of situation, I would imagine.
Yeah. So that's
insane.
It's insane. Wichita Drom.
Not only was he a bad person, he was also a dumb person.
He was also a dumb and bad person. Two things you shouldn't be together.
Yeah. Either one of those is bad enough on their own, but you combine dumb and bad.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yikes. Anyways, while Jared was gone this weekend, me and Gabe had a nice little pool party. Mm. We had a barbecue. Barbecue, yeah. We're familiar with how we have barbecues, but we've recently melded barbecues and pool parties into the same event, which we found is one of the best ways to spend an evening.
It is perfect. It's
a solid combo.
Yeah. Swim for a little bit, get some brews going, get some Penner specials flowing. Then we, you know, get out and have some nice little chimichurri, some garlic bread, some brisket, some top sirloin, some sausages.
Nice.
It was bussin'. I'll do it again. We should do it again.
We should.
You're going to be gone this weekend, right?
On Saturday.
Just Saturday?
We'll be here Friday night.
Ooh, we could do a Friday pool party. It's a high of 94.
Shit.
Could be huge. Not to plans on the podcast, but...
We are making plans on the podcast.
You ever think about that when we don't... put in the effort to like yeah. do segments, this thing ends up being like,
well, hey, what are you
do
doing?
You like hanging out with us? Because that's gonna be what this podcast is like, except you can't respond. You're like a mute person who's just sitting there listening to us hang out. So if you're one of our friends, you might enjoy this. Otherwise, maybe you'll want to be our friends.
Let's not ask anyone and have a Vagabond Views exclusive pool party. If you're listening to this and you're good enough friends with us that you have one of our phone numbers, we'll make the criteria.
You're invited.
You're invited. Text us for the address. And we won't invite anyone else.
Yeah.
Only people who get this invitation are people that listen to the podcast. This Friday at the downtown pool, if you don't know what
it
is.
You know the one.
And you have our numbers,
you can find out, yeah.
And we'll tell you when and where.
It's a nice pool. It's a good setup.
We'll see who shows up. Really good setup. Sweet.
Friday evening.
We'll see you there.
Where are you going Saturday?
Gabby's dad is having a birthday.
Ooh.
And
happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday to Jeff.
The big 5'5".
Is it actually?
Mm-hmm.
That's tough that you know that and I don't. How do you know that?
It came up last night in conversation.
Oh, that's right. So her mom is renting out a like event thing in Kansas City where they host 16 people and they run through three game shows that you all get to compete in, and so it's Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune, and Price is Right.
Honestly, sounds so much fun.
I think that's a good idea. I'm excited to see how well they pull it off, but the premise is there. I don't know how like big of a room it's gonna be, or like if they're gonna like have this like the stages set, but
so then you just get to keep the footage or whatever, maybe? Or do they film it at all?
I don't think they film it.
It'd be kind of cool if you could, like...
Like, it's, for, like, filmed, like,
for,
an actual...
For like, they would, like, do an actual, like, mini That's production and then, like, charge you an insane amount to, like, get the DVD.
It's Kansas City, though. I'm sure people would, like, if they... That's a cool business idea.
It is. Like make you feel like you're on a real game show.
Yeah, but
with
they like
nobody ever has to see it. It's like for your own personal enjoyment.
Except you can like drink and it like it's just like a party. Yeah, but exactly. Like they film it professionally as well. Like three cameras that are like panning and like
and a big host. Old boom.
Steve Harvey works there.
Yeah, it's.
Tell me there's not a market for that.
They hire a lookalike to work.
You just do like somebody that does like a really good Steve Harvey impersonation.
Jeeves Garvey. I would pay to see
Lee
that.
Lee Harvey.
Oswald.
Plot twist, he murders you at the end. You're the president.
If you're Abraham Lincoln and listening to this.
Or even JFK.
Shit. Wait.
You're thinking of John Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes.
The other famous person with three names that murdered a president.
Wow, why did I have three names? It's been a while since I've watched National Treasure.
Maybe everybody just went by three names back then? I don't know.
Did anyone try to clear the family name of Lee Harvey Oswald? And is there a treasure hunting video about it?
I'd like to think so. Do you know any Oswalds? Do you think less of them?
Roy Oswald is a pitcher, maybe? Roy Oswald. Am I making that up?
I have no idea. I know the names of four baseball players.
Intern?
Just kidding. I don't. I know nothing of baseball.
I thought you were going to Google it for us. I'll Google it here real quick.
You're closer to your phone.
Roy Oswalt. Oswalt.
Oh, it's a T. Is he a baseball player?
He is a pitcher.
For whomst?
I think the Astros. Let me look here. He played for the Phillies. Astros. Mm. Astros, yeah.
Astros. Cheater.
Well, not he's cool. Like really old. I don't know.
Oh, okay. He got out before the cheating started.
Patton Oswalt is a comedian.
Patton Oswalt's a funny guy.
He is a funny guy.
Actually, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, he was in King of Queens.
Mm, there you go.
He's the friend.
He does everything. Like, he has stand-up, he's an actor, I think he's done some writing. Just one of the...
He does a ton of
one of the legends of the industry.
He's a good industry man.
He's a narrator for a lot of TV shows, too.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that you're a narrator now, Gabe.
What have you been narrating?
Have you narrated for anything?
I've been just doing voices.
So narrations. Sort,
well, not just narrations. Sometimes it's a character.
For your job? Or just for fun?
There's like a website that you can do it on, right?
Yeah, there's a website.
Tell me about this website.
Let me see here. I haven't done it in a while.
You can just tell us about it. You don't have to look it up.
Look it up. Well, send me a link.
I'll send you a link once I have internet
again. You
got
some free time, Jared?
kind of.
You got a microphone?
I do.
There you go.
That's a Blue Yeti.
Blue Yeti. Did you get a Blue Yeti again?
No, I bought a Razer.
Fun fact.
It's a cell phone.
I bought a Blue Yeti microphone, and like a couple months later, I was given one by my school.
Oh, no.
Apparently the district...
To keep?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I don't know if it's the type of thing like you have to give back if you leave the district or what, but like I think the school district literally bought one for every single teacher.
Whoa. USD 259 has got it good.
Apparently. So now I have two Blue Yeti microphones. The one is the Yeti X. That's the one I bought for myself. And the other one is just like the more basic version. But yeah.
Opportunities
nice,
are endless.
Nice microphones.
Opportunities.
We should do the podcast at Jared's house.
Apparently.
Just kidding.
I don't think
it's a little farther away to drive for both of us.
For us downtown boys.
Can go wrong with the downtown boys.
Downtown boys. That should be a song. Uptown girls, downtown boys.
There we go.
Uptown funk.
You just need to write it.
Uptown girl.
That's California girls.
No. She was living in
It just sounds exactly the same as... California girls.
Uptown
Katy Perry, right?
Landing girls, they're unforgettable. Am I making that up? Is that not a song?
I'm sure it is. Girl, I just don't know any
songs.
She
was living in a rough town world. I'm going to edit it so that you put that song in there. Kidding.
You're going to edit so I can put the song.
Uptown Girl is a Billy Joel song.
Billy Joel.
I know two Billy Joel songs. Three Billy Joel songs.
Piano Man.
And So It Goes.
Uptown Girl?
No, there's another one. That's more. Oh, For the Longest Time.
Oh, the longest for the longest time. Whoa.
Hey, that's the one.
My older brother is getting married in this next month.
And that's coming right up. I forgot it was that soon.
October or something, maybe September or something.
Okay, a couple months, yeah.
The other day he asked
me. The next month.
He asked me to sing at his ceremony.
The ceremony.
I know.
Love that.
Not just the reception.
I'm a big reception singer. Lots of people invite me to sing at their reception, but
ceremony. See,
this is my second ever ceremony.
In Brazil, it's all about the ceremony.
Mm. Yeah.
I've lost count of how many times I sang at a ceremony. Before I moved here. Yeah.
It's all about the ceremony?
It's all about the ceremony.
Really? I would feel like it would be the opposite.
Nope. I have huge parties, but the singing and the more emotional stuff is...
Mm. Maybe this is a hot take. I don't... Do we need ceremonies? Let's just have wedding parties.
And just do the vows at the reception. Yeah. Like, it's like a 5-minute segment.
Instead of, like, the speeches, or in addition to the speeches, you also just get married then.
You just, like, you just have a meal, and then maybe... Right after the appetizers are served, you just kind of stand up.
Yeah.
The officiant comes up and just like quickly does the vows and you proceed with the meal.
Yeah, I like that.
I kind of love it too.
The whole like ceremony thing, there's two thoughts that I have. The first thought is that people are always scrambling to like fill the ceremony with like to make it like not 10 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're like, oh, we'll have a Bible verse. This person will read this. Oh, we should probably have a song in here. Oh, what about the 12 minutes while we both like light a candle and just look at each other? What is that? Or fill the bowls of sand.
Yeah, there's all these like it used to just be like the unity candle or whatever, and then they came up with all these other alternatives like oh we could do sand instead of fire,
or maybe we'll spend 10 minutes having everyone walk down to get in their spots. You know, we'll have a song for that, and everyone will look at them. Oh, maybe this part of the ceremony we'll just have like I'm running out of things.
We could do it. We could just. Or we could go the other way and do it like the Amish do, which I've never been to a legit Amish wedding, but I think they last like, I think the ceremony lasts maybe 2 hours or more. What? They like have a sermon or two.
Do not invite me if you're Amish.
But then they also go nuts with the food.
Yeah.
They serve like a
traditional,
like a, just a traditional Amish meal, like tons of, I don't know, so meat and potatoes and vegetables and like 10 different kinds of pie.
I'm guessing it's all just a ceremony though. Like that's the whole thing.
I mean, it's like a ceremony and then the reception, I think, is basically just a huge ass meal afterward.
There's no like, no dancing for sure.
Yeah, no dancing. Oh, heavens no.
You guys would like this.
Maybe the Rumspringer go do their own dance afterward, you know?
Nice.
So they're wild oats.
This wedding that I just went to was one of my high school friends who's Mennonite. And it was a pretty, they were both Mennonite. So it was a pretty traditional wedding, and instead of a dance they did a, like they had people perform, like just like their friends that were like in bands, like
came, oh nice, like, just like a little open mic session.
Yeah, but like it was like
but no actual dance.
They chose, yeah, there's no dance, but at the very end, so after like everyone had sung, there was a like the feature act was this guy who was in a bluegrass band, and we walk out, me and all of my friends walk out. And he went to Bethel. And so we come back in, and everyone that went to Bethel, which turned out to be like 80% of the congregation, of the people that were there, were like hand in hand in a circle, swaying back and forth with the band in the middle, an 80-person circle. And they were all singing 4-part harmonies to Wagon Wheel. Like the song.
That honestly sounds like so much fun.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Yes. Just like, kind of like that.
Like true 4-part harmonies. And they're like,
I mean, you're Mennonites. You have to.
Everyone, yeah.
Everybody knows how to.
Everyone knew their part. The altos were singing the alto line. And there was like a bass.
As they should.
A stand-up. There was a whole bluegrass band in the middle. And apparently this is a thing that they do like regularly. Someone told me, the mother of the groom told me that at Bethel College, instead of like parties, they have this thing where they walk down this like nature trail and cross this creek that's kind of close to their campus. And like 60 people will come and they'll just like get really, really drunk and sing hymns or like 4-part anything, just like harmonies. And
I should have gone to Bethel.
That I know.
That sounds incredible.
That's what you want to do. It's like, oh my gosh. But it's like, so hope you went to Bethel College or else you will not be part of this. It was crazy.
You part of it?
No.
Okay, so you couldn't. I thought maybe you just
I just didn't know like.
Yeah, you didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. But it was almost kind of culty.
That sounds culty.
It looked fun
actually,
to be a part of.
But I think I did see a video of that on your story and didn't 100% understand what was going on. But
I just like, everything was normal and I walked outside and then we all came back inside and boom, cult.
The wagon wheel cult.
The wagon wheel cult. It was crazy. Oh, they looked like they're having fun though. Maybe cults are fun if you're in them.
Well,
probably they suck your life away, but
a lot of
you're having fun
Creed
there.
Says if you're a follower, they are.
If you're a leader.
You make more money, but you have more fun as a follower.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, I mean, everyone that's in a cult seems to be having a good time. Amish, you could call a cult, right?
Some subsets of the Amish church especially are very, very culty.
I think that maybe cult has a negative connotation with the word.
Definitely.
Sure, some cults are very bad, but.
Yeah, often involve brainwashing and manipulation and
and scarier things, and like suicide packs and shit.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I don't think there's much wrong with the Amish. Some
got their pros and their cons, I would say.
Some cults are good. I'll say it. Scientology. Let's talk about it.
It's a good cult for Hollywood actors.
I'm not. That was to be clear. I'm not pro Scientology. I just
he's 100%. Last Friday.
You're pro Amish.
Last Friday.
100%. I'm very pro. Publicly pro Amish.
Last Friday on Dempsey's for our friend Kayla's birthday.
Happy birthday, Kayla.
Happy birthday, Kayla.
Shout out, KB.
Dempsey's is across the street from
the Church of Scientology.
And
oh, the reading room. Oh wait, no, it's no.
The real church.
Oh yeah, it's at.
It's a cool building.
Close to Vagabond, there's a. It's Christian Science. That's reading. Different room. That's
it's
a
not,
different thing.
I think
yeah.
that's not the same.
I think Christian Science and Scientology are different things, but both equally weird, maybe.
And Isaac was just asking if he could walk up in there and just.
I wanted to go into that building.
See what's happening
for so long, and nobody will go with me.
One of Kayla's friends was like, "You can't walk up," and they're gonna be like, "Please, sir,
turn you away."
Yeah, leave.
I don't unless you're Tom Cruise.
Unless you have a ton of money and they're like, "Oh, we love you. Come on in."
First of all, how would they know that I have a ton of money?
They would know. They would ask your name.
So they just think that rich people are going to come wandering into their church.
Rich people have a lot of free time and a lot of weird ideas.
What does the Church of Scientology give you if you're rich? Like, why would you want to join them? More opportunities? What is that?
Probably a lot of connections. You have a lot of actors and a lot of producers and a lot of.
You think that someone got cast because they were both in the Church of Scientology at some point in time?
I don't see why not.
Sure. So it's not like, is it a religion?
I think so.
Do they have a god?
Let's find out.
Thank you, intern Jared.
Wow, this is a confusing thing. First sentence on Wikipedia, Scientology is a set of beliefs and practices invented by American author L. Ron Hubbard and an associated movement. It has been variously defined as a cult, a business, or a new religious movement.
It feels more like one of those like adult fraternities, kind of like the Freemasons.
Yeah.
Or like...
And there are like... isn't Tom Cruise assigned part of the...
I don't know if he still is.
Organization. I'm
pretty sure once you're in, you don't really get to live like that.
Yeah, it'll probably kill you if you leave. I don't know. I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
He's got to be their biggest member, right? No pun intended. Their shortest member.
Ah.
Small fella.
Did Tom Cruise join Scientology once he was big, or is that how he got to be big?
I would imagine it was after he was famous. So,
I don't get it.
John Travolta, also.
I think he's no longer in that, though, is he?
I don't know. This is just a list that Google gave me. I'm not sure if it's actually.
Sure.
Kirstie
this
Alley.
This is not APA style MLA.
I don't think so.
We'll believe Google as far as Scientology members, unless someone tells us otherwise.
So some people, there's an article here, celebrity Scientologists and stars who have left the church.
Ooh. Where are they now?
So apparently that's a real thing.
They're dead.
I've actually seen a Netflix documentary about that.
Oh. So Tom Cruise is one of the church's most well-known members and outspoken advocates. He became involved with the movement through his first wife, Mimi Rogers. After the couple divorced in 1990, Cruise walked down the aisle twice more with Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes. The actor's affiliation with the church reportedly led to the end of both marriages.
Yeah, no shit.
In 2001 and 2012, respectively. So he's apparently still with him. Leah Remini was another A-list Scientologist, joining at the age of 9 with her family,
but left
the organization in 2013 and subsequently launched a campaign to expose its alleged wrongdoings.
Can you tell me if there's some sort of worshipped god?
I don't know if they have a god.
Is there a top? Is there a president?
Beliefs and practices. According to Scientology, its beliefs and practices are based on rigorous research, and its doctrines are accorded a significance equivalent to scientific laws.
Sounds real.
Yeah. Scientology cosmology is, however, at odds with modern science, with claims of memories going back 76 trillion years, much longer than the age of the universe.
My gosh.
76 trillion, so many. So astonishing amount of
some
years.
Some would say the oldest religion. Wait, say, read that sentence again.
Scientology cosmology is, however, at odds with modern science, with claims of memories going back, quote, 76 trillion years, much longer memories? Than the age of the universe.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We claim to remember something from 23 trillion years ago. That's wild.
Wow. Scientology does not preach or impose a particular idea of God on Scientologists.
Okay.
So rather, people are expected to discover the truth through their own observations as their awareness advances. Sounds like you just kind of make it up as you go along.
This does nothing but further my intrigue.
Let's do a deep dive. There's got to be a Netflix documentary on Scientology.
I think I've seen one, but it was like super like Hollywood. I want actual videos. Let's take a GoPro into the church. Are they going to find me after I said that?
Maybe. Probably. They've got their feelers out.
The building itself.
Podcasts.
The building itself is so cool looking. That's the only reason I want to go in. That's not true. I want to go in because
they want to know what it's all about.
32 trillion years old. All in that church.
All in that one. That one building.
It's got answers.
Hopefully.
There's not that many of them. Far fewer than the Amish. I think the Wikipedia article said
there's more Scientologists.
An estimated 25,000 in the U.S.
Damn.
Just not that many.
But in the scheme of things, still pretty.
Still a lot.
Still a lot. I think that about does it for us here on the Vagabond Views.
Yeah, we've got some doubles to get to, don't we?
Yeah, me and Jared have a disc golf tournament later. Thank you guys all so much for tuning in. We'll see. Judging by the response that we get from this new episode, we may perhaps have to restore our regular scheduled programming.
Yeah. We have more friends now. We can have different guests.
We can have different guests. We can have
repeating guests.
Yeah, we haven't had a real guest in a minute, have we?
We haven't. Maybe we could be the next armchair experts.
We've been doing some just kind of shows with the gang. So
no one really wants to join us since the podcast has gone down the
rail.
Like
I said, if you don't enjoy hanging out with us, you're going to hate this.
You're probably not listening still.
Probably not.
I can't imagine.
If you hate us and you're still listening, fuck you.
What are you even doing also? Like,
are you drunk?
What kind of masochistic attitude is that?
I hate this and I'm going to finish it. 40 minutes.
I will force myself to, just to remind myself
how much I hate these guys. Thank you guys for listening to the Vagabond Views.
We'll see you next time.
Real outro music.
What?
Real outro music.
Oh, I was going to say.
Outro music. Yeah.